USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Snow is still falling in parts of western New York. Several feet of snow has fallen from the lake effect storm. Travel bans have been in effect, but New York Governor Kathy Hochul tells WGRZ-TV that there were issues overnight.
70 tractor trailers were stranded, as well as 10 passenger vehicles on Route 20 and Eden Evans Road. And I point this out only because it took an enormous number of resources off our roads from doing the work of plowing to be able to attend to these individuals.
Officials are advising residents to stay off the roads so crews can work to clear out the main roads. More snow is expected. Britain's newly minted prime minister has made a surprise visit to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Video posted on Twitter by Zelensky shows Prime Minister Rishi Sunak shaking hands with him at the presidential palace in Kyiv amid snowflakes. Sunak pledged the UK's continued support for the embattled country. He's promising an air defense package valued at $60 million. It comes as Russia has been attacking Ukraine's key infrastructure from the air, causing widespread blackouts. A group of 30 agencies that supply water to homes and businesses in the western U.S. is pledging to rip up lots of decorative grass to help keep water in the Colorado River. The agreement made earlier this week includes water agencies in Southern California, Phoenix, and Salt Lake City. No details about the amount of water the agencies committed to save is in the agreement. The agencies are hoping to avoid water restrictions because the Colorado River is overtapped. Theranos CEO Elizabeth Holmes was sentenced to more than 11 years in federal prison after her conviction from earlier this year for misleading investors on her company's blood testing equipment. Before she was sentenced, Holmes tearfully told the court that she is devastated by her failings. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Former President Trump reacting to the announcement of a special counsel being appointed to oversee the Justice Department investigation into the presence of classified documents at his Florida estate. Trump spoke last night from that estate, Mar-a-Lago.
I thought the investigation with the document hoax was dying or dead or over, and the investigation into January 6th in my very peaceful and patriotic speech. Remember? Peaceful and patriotically.
Veteran prosecutor Jack Smith was named to the appointment. He led the department's public integrity section and was the acting chief federal prosecutor in Nashville during the Obama administration. He has been the chief prosecutor for the special court in The Hague since 2018. Smith's appointment comes days after Trump announced his campaign for a second term. Albany, New York's retired bishop, who has admitted to covering up for predator priests, has asked Pope Francis to remove him from the priesthood. Emeritus Bishop Howard Hubbard announced his decision on Friday. The 84-year-old said that he could no longer function as a priest due to U.S. church policy that bars accused priests from ministry. Hubbard has been accused himself of committing sexual abuse. FIFA President Gianni Infantino has characterized the last-minute decision by Qatar's government to ban beer sales at World Cup stadiums as a brief inconvenience to spectators. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me, did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.